Finance, Councilor Ingram.
Thank you, Mayor Clark. I so move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approves the write-off of utility accounts totaling $2,393.18 as follows. Account 912410 for $182.19. Account 911817 for $461.97. Number 913428 for $22.17. Number 911839 for $370.33. Number 912105 for $202.83. Number 902779 for $227.05. Number 911116 for $25.78. Number 913701 for $62.17. Number 913217 for $543.72. Number 911637 for $225.93. And number 914045 for $69.04.
Is there a second for that motion? Councilor McLeod, thank you. Jennifer, do you want to comment, please?
So numerous efforts always, of course, to collect these accounts. These would be accounts where we can no longer contact the owners. We've had returned mail. The list was considerably longer and much higher in dollar value at the start of this year, but we have managed to collect a number of them. This doesn't mean that the account is written off and is completely gone. Should any of these owners of these accounts and balances come back to set up a water account in the future, the balance will have to be paid before we will put another water account in their name. None of this contains any sewer values. It's all just water consumption. Water consumption doesn't form a first lien on a property. Sewer does. So sewer is collectible the same as property taxes are. So this is just strictly consumption.
Councilor Fancy.
So you're saying that this can't be as a lien toward the building or toward the property? Why is, what's the difference between that and sewer? It's still a bill owed, isn't it?
The law.
It's just how the Water Utility Review Board works. Water consumption is attached to the tenant or the consumer of the water, whereas the sewer is attached to the property. So for instance, a rental property, the owner of the property would be responsible for the sewer. The sewer would form a lien on the property, and the tenant would be responsible for the consumption of the water that they use. But consumption does not form a lien on the property. Only the sewer charges do.
Councilor Fisk, thank you.
Just a quick question, Jennifer. The water at those locations is shut off, is that not so?
Oh, yes. It's been shut for a while. Actually, these are old. We do try for a considerably long period of time to collect. Most of these are probably better than a year old.
Okay.
Because we have tried. And there's a number of properties that we're still working on, and we haven't quite, you know, kind of given up on putting them on this write-off list just yet.
And Jennifer, a deceased property owner is simply non-collectible.
Correct.
It's not attached to the property itself.
Not attached to the property. Yeah, so, yeah, there's no way to hold the estate responsible for consumption.
Okay, any further discussion? If not, I'm going to take the question. All in favor? It's unanimous. Thank you. And that brings, anything under recreation? Councilor Frelick's not here. Do you have anything, Councilor Fancy?
No, nothing at this time.
Thank you. Planning, Councilor McLeod.
Yes, I have a motion, 13.1. I recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve an administrative policy number 48 respecting the closure of a portion of Main Street in Liverpool.
Is there a second of that motion, Councilor Inglis? Mike, you can give me some direction here or some help. Bypassing this motion, it's then not necessary to vote on the following pages, which describes the bit that's to be.
Yes, I guess council is approving, I guess, with the recommendation, policy 48, which is the,
thank you.
I guess, the process. That's correct.
Okay, thank you. I should throw this to Jennifer, you, the authority on that. Okay. Tell us about it, if you would, please, Mike.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, this item is part and parcel of a purchase and sale agreement that council approved at a previous meeting, by which council would sell a portion of what is now part of the Main Street right-of-way, an unused portion, to the abutting property owner at 598 Main Street. The owner of the property wishes to develop the vacant lots there. Where this parcel, I guess the Main Street right-of-way in this area is 100 feet in width, set out under the old Liverpool Town plot. And that width of a right-of-way is really not necessary with today's standards for right-of-way width. So it's the feeling of staff that the council could convey away a portion of that and still maintain the required minimum width for street right-of-ways in that area. So in order to convey that parcel of land, it being a right-of-way, it has to formally be officially closed as a right-of-way, and then it becomes just like any other regular parcel of land and can be conveyed.
Thank you. Just for the public's information, there are adjacent properties to this that encroach on that right-of-way, so it's not really going to change anything. It's a formality as much as anything. Okay, anybody on council wish to discuss this? We did it quite thoroughly, I think, when we passed the resolution. Are you ready for the question on it?
Question.
All in favor? It's unanimous. Thank you. Thank you, Mike. And that brings us to item 14. And Councillor Fancy, as the chair of Queen's Place Committee, yes, would you want to make this recommendation?
Okay. I so move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve Mersey Skate Park as a name for the skate park currently under construction at Queen's Place AmeriCenter.
Seconder, Councillor McLeod. Discussion. Councillor Inglis.
Great, excuse me, a great last function of this council is in the middle of Fire Prevention Week to approve the naming of the skate park. So I'll support the motion.
Hmm. Any other comments? If not, all in favor? It's unanimous. Thank you. That concludes the agenda.
One more thing I think we should add here is what it just came out this week with the the home show, the Sport and Leisure Home Show that's coming up next year in April. I think it's a fantastic thing that it shows where our staff, when you go around, people say, what are they doing over to Queen's Place? Why do we have all these people over there? When you start seeing things like these events are not easy things to get. It takes a lot of hours, a lot of time, and I think we should be thankful for what we're getting here.
They did a great job. I talked to Roz, and she told me that they'd approached these people about 3 years ago, and they kept at them for, over the 3 years. It's a real big, really big fish to have caught. 3 days, and it's going to bring in people from all over Western Nova Scotia. It's huge. It's going to be really interesting to watch it and unfold. Comments from anybody else? Yes, Councillor McLeod.
Just a comment about some of the suggestions that the ice be removed in the summertime hours, summertime months. And I know after talking with Steve and talking about Queen's Place and attracting events and more than a one major event a year type scenario, and also talking to the public about their lack of knowledge of how important it is sometimes to keep ice in the arena because of the amount of users that are using it for skating, for camps and that sort of thing. And also the fact that we have to pay the staff regardless of whether the ice is in or not. So sometimes in a revenue generation scenario that keeping the ice, I think we're going to be doing some kind of a cost analysis and a benefit analysis of doing that in the future. But I think it's something that people really should understand, that there's are always pros and cons for making those decisions. but there's a lot of information that we really aren't privy to that is a benefit to keeping that ice in, and this is one of them.
The only comment I would make, because it's obviously the work of the next council, that if the decision needs to be made early, mm-hmm. whether or not the ice is taken out for any particular period of time, because there's no point in taking it out if you don't have uses for the facility without ice. Mm-hmm. So it's really a matter of, if you're going to take it out, and obviously that next council will have to crunch the numbers and so on, but it needs to be done early so that you can then announce, if you're going to take it out, that it will be out and these are the opportunities. Because and if you don't have them by a certain deadline, mm-hmm. you might just well leave the ice in. But I mean, that's there we are. Okay, that has completed the agenda. Thank you all for coming. Thank you, Council. We are adjourned. Thank you.